smarter city is really going to evolve for us, in which, first of all, our businesses and our people work in very different ways than we have worked now. So as much as the Industrial Revolution saw huge changes in the way people socialised, worked, organised their family life and organised their communities, I really see this next opportunity for a smarter city as being the next revolution, not just in the workplace, but throughout our communities.
In looking at cities, you really are looking at a microcosm of a smarter planet. Everything happens in cities. And if you truly want to make a city smarter, you've got to look at how all of the city systems interact. By systems, I'm not talking about IT infrastructure, we're talking about public safety, we're talking about health, transport, utilities, water management, the lot. It all happens in a city and all has to come together in an interconnected way.
Transport in our city. London has got the Oyster card. Why don't other big cities outside of London have a smart card system so that people can travel through all sorts of different modes of transport on the same card?
The smart city does a lot of the work that the police force have had to do on foot in the past. So surveillance systems, safety systems, systems of control, where vehicles go, how fast they drive, all of these aspects are part of creating a city that helps the management of citizen safety and citizen security.
I think we need better systems to target future planning, because we need to know how many beds do we need, for how many conditions, we need to know what consultant specialities we need. I think this is where smarter cities, not just smarter healthcare, becomes really interesting, because a lot of that information is not just held by us as an NHS, it's held by local authorities as well.
When you look across the UK energy system, it's critical that you look at power, heat and transport all together. We didn't used to do that, we didn't have to, but in the future world, getting CO2 emissions down, we have to look at the three together.
Around 60% of the buildings that exist today are likely to still be around in 2050. By which time we need to have almost decarbonised the entire building stock. And therefore, we have to make huge improvements to the carbon emissions from existing buildings. We can't just focus on developing low and zero carbon new buildings.
We're in a very, very competitive world these days. Every city is competing, not just in the UK, but all around the world. And those that are going to come out on top are the ones that are prepared, the ones that are prepared to take action around that preparedness, and the ones that are smart enough to work together in all the areas where they can gain benefit.
I guess the biggest challenge is around resources. Everybody now, whether it's a business, whether it's local authority, whether it's the urban regeneration company, everybody's strapped for cash, everybody's struggling to meet their priorities, and we're having to become more and more ingenious, if you like, to get people collaborating to find solutions that are more cost effective.
And it really gives us a way of organising our communities for the future that recognises that we're social animals, that we need to be with each other, that we need to be in a community that has a low carbon footprint, that has a high quality of life and provides a range of opportunity for us. And I believe at the heart of it, that's what smarter cities.